all stand, if you will. Let's sing that little chorus you was playing a minute ago. In moments like these, before we open the prayer. In moments like these, I lean out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, such a blessing, Lord, to be gathered in your precious holy name this morning. Lord, it's such a blessing, Lord, alone. Forgiveness of sins, Lord, you've given us. Lord, that alone is enough to praise you throughout eternity, Lord. But Lord, you've given us so much more. Lord, a desire, Lord, to serve you, to be here this morning, to praise your holy name. Lord, you're so precious to us. Lord, we just ask you to intervene in this service, Lord, and everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. Lord, we always want to hold you up. Lord, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that you are in our hearts, oh Lord. Lord, just have your way this morning. We'll give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hand. On page 188, and I only believe down from his glory. Amen. Down from his glory, ever living story, my God. Born in a manger. Amen. Hallelujah. Without reluctance, he gave his flesh and blood for us. Amen. Hallelujah. He loved us that much, saints. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want to sing this on 274. As I've said before, this song was sung a couple different ways. I apologize if it's not the way you know it. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, while Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end? That's a question we ought to ask ourselves every day. Through years unnumbered on heaven's shore, it'll be worth it, saints. My tongue shall praise him forevermore. Hallelujah. Let that be in our lives. Amen. We love him so much. Brother Settles, would you take up the offering this morning? Amen.
Father, Lord, it's just a special time, Father, for us. Lord, set aside a time to come and reminisce what you've done for us.
Amen.
Oh, God, the price you paid. Lord, and look at how unworthy we were. Lord, as the song poet wrote, you loved us ere we knew.
Amen.
Father, and we was unloved. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Christ, cost you. Bless us, Lord. Bless this part of the service. Lord, just multiply it to meet the needs we ask. In your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. He
He is here.
on their heart this morning by every person in their hand. God knows everything that we have need of, the unspoken and spoken, as it's been said. Brother Philip, we ask you to take the request this morning, if you would.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we're just grateful and thankful, Lord, that
Amen.
We can once again approach thy throne of grace and truth, Lord. And we appreciate, Lord, down through our lives, all that you did for us, Lord, and where you brought us from, Lord.
Yes.
And we just appreciate you, Lord. And we pray today as we gather here in this service, Lord, that we'll each and every one just dedicate and consecrate
Amen.
Our lives more fully and completely unto you, Lord. And help us, Lord God, to surrender our lives to you, Lord. And
yes.
you might have your preeminence, Lord, and you might get the glory and honor for it. We pray this morning that you remember those that are sick and afflicted today, Lord. And God, we pray that you stretch forth your hand, Lord, and just touch them, Lord. And God, may they see the work of God being done in their lives, Lord.
Amen.
And we pray now that you bless the message today and the messenger. We pray, dear God, that you let your word be opened up to our hearts and our minds and more than it ever had before, Lord. God, we might understand the price that you paid for us, Lord. God, we just pray, Lord, that your will be done
Amen.
In the service, and you receive the glory and the honor for what we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Anyone got a special this morning they'd like to sing? Sisters.
There upon that rugged tree, you gave your life so willingly, even though you knew all the pain that you would go through. Once did you be a sacrifice in my place? That kind of love can't be explained. Yet you showed to me such mercy. My heart's just overflowing, Lord, with the joy of knowing your word. Here I stand in your presence. I know I am blessed. My lips can only sing your praise, for it's only by grace I am saved. It's a small price to pay to be a prisoner today, for you've shown to me such mercy. Oh, such mercy, such love and mercy. There's no words to tell you, Lord, just how I feel. My mind can't even comprehend. To thank you, I can only begin. All that I can say, I really know today you're a God rich in mercy.
Amen. Let's all stand. We ask our pastor to come and sing that little chorus. Fill my cup, Lord. Amen. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting, not my soul.
That your desire today? Amen. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord Jesus, again we count this, as the prophet would say many times, a grand privilege to be gathered here today, and Lord, to set this day aside to bring into remembrance the price that you paid for us. And it's so great, Lord. Sometimes I'm sure even yet we cannot in our minds really think of the reality. But Lord, we ask today that you would help us by your Holy Spirit to come in contact with you in such a way, Lord, that you could have a complete preeminence of our minds, our hearts. That Lord, somehow today we will do everything that will be pleasing just the way you want it to be. We ask, Lord, that you just have your way in our very desires, the very longing on the inside of us, Lord. Oh God, that we'll do justice to that what you've done for us. We pray now, Lord, open our hearts to the few words we want to read today, and just stir up your minds through the way of remembrance. That, Lord Jesus, that you could prepare us for this great event. And we pray now thy will be done. And I'm sure that's the desire of each heart, Lord. They want to be pleasing to you now. Just have your way. In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is such a privilege to come and to truly bring into remembrance what our Lord Jesus done for us. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of John, 1 John, and the third chapter. And let's read the 20th. We actually read Thursday night the 21st verse and 22nd. But we want to back up a verse now in 1 John, third chapter, and 20th verse. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart And this is what I want you to keep in mind now tonight, this morning. And knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in them. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. May the Lord bless during His word. You may be seated again. Amen. Now you may think, oh, what's that got to do with communion? Well, I think you'll see when we begin to read here. And when you begin to read what the prophet said about the scriptures and so forth. But again, just keep in mind, He knoweth all things. He knows what we think. He knows what we do in life, you know. And how we should have such a desire to, as we was talking about Thursday night, to keep everything right in God. Any time that we fail and make a mistake or blunder and get caught in something that we shouldn't have done, how there should be such a cry in our heart and sorrow in our heart for what we've done, and ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us from that thing and to help us to overcome it. You know, it seemed like we're living in an age where people are not concerned about overcoming. They just, it's an age where people just go through the rituals, and they almost become like a Catholic church, all of them do, you know, where they just go before their priest and ask forgiveness and throw them a few dollars and think everything's all right then. But friends, it's a much closer walk than that. And it's a much closer walk than just keep blundering and not asking God to help you to overcome that thing and to give you the revelation or whatever it takes, the desire to overcome whatever it is we do wrong. But we should understand that He knows all things, you see. And then where He goes to say, and this is, He says, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that give, and He says, and he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. Now watch how that fits in. I read here in a little bit. And hereby we know that He abideth in us. That's something we'd better know, you know, in this late hour. By the Spirit which He hath given us. So could He give us of His Spirit and we not know it? No, we definitely know it. I mean, there's He makes sure that when He comes in, you have no problem with seeing Him, you know. And that's why Apostle Paul said, I live, but yet it's not I, but it is Christ that liveth in me, you see. So I want to read this quote in the future home of Heavenly Bridegroom and Earthly Bride, August 2nd, 1964. Paragraph 253 says, no man, no person, no woman, boy, girl, I don't care who he is fit to go in the pulpit or even claim to be a Christian without being filled with the Holy Ghost. You have no right to the Lord's Supper or any communion, feet washing, or anything until you've been cleansed by the holy fire of God. I think of that. And of course, a lot of people don't take that serious in this day and age. And as a matter of fact, I know people in the message that doesn't take this serious. Their life definitely doesn't show and prove that they are filled with the Holy Ghost. And they have doubts within themselves whether they're even filled with the Holy Ghost. And yet they'll come up and partake of this. Oh, at different times I remind you people about these things. But I want you to think about this. Until they're cleansed by the holy fire of God, Do you realize the price that was paid to appropriate this to take place in your life? My. When he told them to go on the day of Pentecost, told them to go in the upper room and pray and wait and tarry there until you be endued with power on high. But the great event that happened before that of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, not alone just going to the cross, but the terrible things that man put him through before they took him to the cross, you know? And then he hung there on that cross, had those nails pierced through his hands and his feet and his side pierced, and a crown of thorns placed upon his head. And I'm sure they didn't just gently lay it on top. With the attitude and hatred they had, I'm sure they pressed it very hard, you know? So look what it took for us to be filled with the holy fire of God, the price that was paid. And again, how could a man be filled, or a woman, or a young person, whoever it may be, how could they be filled with this holy fire of God and not know it? You know, they surely will know it. Their life has changed. Their life may be still changing. They're still overcoming, you know, but they are overcoming. They're doing those things which is pleasing in God's sight, you see? So we see how sacred this is, you know, because the prophet made the statement in the communion, the last communion he ministered. He said, we're getting ready to obtain or attend to something that's very sacred, and may it always be sacred. And every time we come in here to do this, may we keep it sacred. And even to keep our children in order and everything, just right. And make it as right as possible that it would please our Lord Jesus Christ. That it would express to him how much we appreciate it truly. And that we could express to him truly to us how we see how sacred it is. And how much we appreciate what he's done for us, you see. There to be absolutely no silliness whatsoever, no foolishness whatsoever, but your mind solely upon what he'd done for you, you see. I'd like to read another one. This is in communion. This was the last one he ministered on, December 12, 1965. We'll read a few from there. Paragraph 21, he says, when we have taken the Lord our sacrifice into us as a matter of spiritual birth into us, see, it's a spiritual birth that takes place that puts us in order to do this. It's not just for anybody to come along. If you want to be right with God, then you want to make sure you come being filled with the Holy Spirit, you see. He says, in his body we live by him, by the word. We also should symbolize it because it's a commandment. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins. See, Paul said, I have received of the Lord. A lot of us don't think about that when we read that scripture. But Apostle Paul said, I have received of the Lord. You know, he received Christ in him. And then he says, that which I also deliver unto you. He was showing that Christ was living in him. And it was being delivered from him, that Christ was in him, what he received, and Christ being in him and living through him. That's why he could say what he said in Galatians 2:21. He knew he lived, but he knew it wasn't him living. He knew it was Christ living in him. And that's a very serious thing when we come to do this and partake of this. We must see Christ living in us, you see? He said, well, just anybody can come along. Oh, yeah, anybody can come along and do it. But it won't be pleasing to God, you see. But you must come in this order, being filled with his Holy Spirit, you see. We have no right to it until we are. But oh, how people lose that. They think, well, I'm going to take it anyway. That's up to you. That's up to each individual, you see. But I want to make sure everyone always understands that, you know. But if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, You must keep his word. You must do what he said. There was three ordinances he gave the church that they must keep. And that was communion, foot wash, and baptism, water baptism. So if I'm a Christian, in other words, I won't just say a Christian, because most people in this age, I'm not saying here, but around the world, don't really understand what a Christian is. They just think it's putting their name on a church book and saying, I belong to a church, and they go sing hymns and they pay their offerings, tithes, whatever it may be, and they call themselves a Christian. But a Christian is to be Christ-like. You see? It's for Christ to come in them and to be living. So again, if I'm a Christian, then I must keep these orders. You see? And if we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we will. You say, well, I like just the communion side of it, but I don't like the foot wash part of it because I don't like touching people's feet. I'm going to tell you what, friends. If you get the real meaning of it, you will love to do exactly what God commanded you to do. And I'll assure you that everyone's feet in here is a whole lot cleaner than what it used to be on that day. You see? But people have gone into a thing, they're so finicky and so sissified and jellyfish, they can't even get their hands dirty anymore. You know? Some people don't like working in a garden because they don't want dirt in their fingernails. We've become so civilized that we can't be real man anymore. You know? We've become sissies. I'm going to tell you, a Christian will never be a sissy. No. A Christian is going to be a solid man. A man that stands for reality. But no. There won't be none of that thing of having to be pampered and babied. But they will truly love our Lord Jesus Christ. And you will see Christ expressed to them. Now you think, well, if anyone had the right to sit back and then just tell his disciples, okay, wash each other's feet. But he was the first one, friend. And he showed them what to do. Yeah. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross for our sins, gave his life for us, washed his disciples' feet. What should I do? Amen. And I want you to understand something. I know some in here, you're getting of age. And some of you can't even probably get down now and get back up. While being helped, it's very hard for you. Your legs might be bad. You might just be so weak you can't do it. But you still can participate. Because if nobody else washes your feet, I will. And you sit there. I'll still wash your feet. Amen? You don't have to wash mine. You don't have to wash nobody else's. But I wash yours. I don't care if I wash a half a dozen. Oh, look how many our Lord Jesus Christ washed. You see? So don't let that stop you. Do it as long as you possibly can. You see? Amen? All right. So let's go on here. Now, when we take communion, it's paragraph 28. Now, when we take this communion, it isn't just a thing to say, I'm coming up here and going to eat some bread. I'll believe I'm a Christian. No, you got to know you're a Christian first, friend. Yeah. But if you notice, the Bible said, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily shall be guilty of the blood and the body of the Lord. You've got to live a life before the people. Okay? And before God and the people. That shows that you are sincere. A life must be lived to show you're sincere. You see? Now, how could I show I'm living a life that's sincere if I'm out here telling jokes and fooling around and talking about carnal things and filthy things and doing things that shouldn't be done in the world and all those type of things? How could I ever be expressing I'm sincere? You know, some people just want to call themselves Christians and try to become Christians to try to dodge hell. But friends, this has got to be done with the deepness of sincerity of your heart, the prophet said. You see, the very deepness of sincerity. Your life must be expressing that this is your life, this is your everything, this is your all, to have Christ living through your life. Yes. To be a true son or daughter of God, you've got to express that, you see. And maybe that's why so many people are sick and weakly, huh? And sleep, because they don't take it right. You've got to show you're sincere. Let's go on. This is the community preached in 1963, July 7th, 1963, paragraph 3. And now tonight we're going to read the order of the Lord's table that's found over in 2 Corinthians, about the 11th chapter, and we read this. He says, just let each individual. He said, how we do this, if there's newcomers among us, we call the people around the altar in succession as they come in. Take the communion, and every Christian is worthy. As he said, every Christian is worthy. But he knew what a real Christian was. Not what we call Christians today, many people. Now, if you live a life that proves what you are, you want to search your heart. That's what we want to do. We want to search our heart. He says, well, let me be sure to mention this, that the scripture here reads, if we take it unworthily. Now, we know that we are not worthy in ourselves. None of us are. No. We are not trusting in our own worthiness. We're trusting in His. He says we're trusting in His worthiness. That we have he says that we have died to our own thinking and just think His thoughts. Look how people should come. Knowing that's the kind of life they should live. They're not thinking their own thoughts. They've died to that. They're thinking His thoughts. Wow, how powerful. How real. You see? And live to everything we believe His commandments for us to do. And look back and see what we're living. See, we look back. We take this time to look back and make sure. Make sure. What am I living? What am I expressing to people? And look our life over. So we want to take the time to look our life over. Do inventory. Make sure. You see? He says here, and if we're doing things that's not worthy of the gospel, then we shouldn't take communion. You know? We shouldn't take it if we're doing living things and doing things that's not right. You see? Not overcoming it. We're not worthy of the gospel. We shouldn't take communion. But if we're doing things that we think that our lives could be read of all men. Oh, that our lives could be read of all men. That if anybody could not, I'm sorry, he says it. That if anybody could not point a finger and say, I seen this man in the bar room the other day. Or I heard this man stand telling filthy jokes. This woman doing wrong, then if you know that that's the Holy Spirit pointing to you, then don't take communion. No. If the Word of God I read today points at you and shows you you are not right, don't take it until it's made right. If you feel that Holy Spirit point at you, if you feel what I'm saying is pointing at you, Brother Steve, oh, he's pointing right at me. Don't you do it. No. Not until it's right, friend. You see, this is a showdown, like the prophet said. People don't realize that. It's a showdown. Shows where we've been, what's going on in our life between the times we do this. I know. Maybe some think we ought to take it once a week, once a month, and all this and that. But for me, the leadership of the Holy Spirit is, as unless the people is truly sincere, I'd rather never do it. Because I know those people are in hypocrisy. And serve hypocrisy? You see? Now that's by the Holy Spirit. But I will do it as I feel led to the Holy Spirit to do it. I know the prophet said different things, and it's right. But I'm going to tell you what, friends. People are in an age of being colder now than they was then. It's this last age. Yes. Last age. And if Christ doesn't help and come in and do things himself, people are so cold, so lukewarm. And our lives get caught up in cares of life. Communion is the least thing on the list. Yeah. But I will not serve hypocrisy. I know too much of the truth. You see. I heard this man stand telling Philip Joseph, this woman doing wrong. Then if you know that the Holy Spirit's point to you, then don't take communion. But if you feel that you're living, that you look back and see that all your sins are confessed and under the blood, that's what we want to make sure of today before we take it. Then you're supposed to take it. See, you're part of it under those conditions. Same message, paragraph 6 going on. May I bring that a point? He says, may I bring that a point? When we are judged by the word, which is Christ, we're chastened. So we may sit here today and be chastened at something that I read in the word. But thank God it's chastening me now, you see. If we're doing wrong, we're not living up to this word, or we're chastened of the Lord if we're not living up to the word. And when the Lord chastens us, that means corrects us. That we should not be condemned with the world. We are not of the world. We are different from the world. Live a different life, a separated life. We're never to live the life of the world and be a Christian. We're to live an outstanding life. Wow. Outstanding. It stands out from everything else. You see? A different life. Not I don't mean in such social ranks, but I mean we're to live a life of genuine holiness, that the fruits of the Spirit might be seen in us, of meekness, gentleness, patience, long-suffering, faith, the fruit of the Spirit. But when we hear these things, then we know we're chastened of the Lord that we don't do them. Then we're condemned. He says if we don't do them, then we're condemned. And if we have no condemnation within us, that we're living above that thing by the grace of God, then we're not condemned of the world, but we're living above the things of the world. See how important this is to come and take this? I don't ever want to fail to remind you. And oftentimes I take different parts of it and remind you of that. Okay. Wherefore, my brethren, he says, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye be not condemned, that ye be not come together unto the condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. We've always, he said, we make great exhortations on this, that when we come together, even though that we can see nothing, okay? There might be something in somebody else that we noticed that wasn't right. When you come together to eat this communion, wait on one another. Pray for one another. That's why we come and tarry, as Apostle Paul said. Tarry one for another. Okay? Because it's a serious thing, friends. You don't want to come and leave things undone. No. He already told us what would happen if we take it unworthily. See? We always make of this thing, I'll pray for you, and if there's some sin in you, that some unrighteous deed or something you've done as a believer, I pray that God will take it out of you, that he'll forgive you for it. And you pray for me, that if there's something that I've done that I don't know just about, maybe if I've done it and know it's wrong, I'll confess it right now. I'm fixing to, because he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinks damnation, which is judgment, to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The discernment of knowing that you are the Lord's body, you can't discern it in wickedness and sin. We've got to be above that. that we discern that the Lord is righteous, and we discern that He is our propitiation, that all of our sins we've confessed, and we believe in Him of waiting upon His atonement to cleanse us from all of our iniquity, then we're discerning the Lord's body, discernment of what it's for. And then discerning again that in among us, as the Lord's bride body, let's discern if there's anything wrong with us in here and would hinder the gospel from growing, or the Lord from presenting us before God as a chaste virgin. See how important? See? Let's discern that outright now and find if it's wrong. Let's confess if it's wrong. Let's say, Lord, I'm sorry about that, you see? So therefore, it might be something that we've done. You've done something I've done. Excuse me. It might not be consciously right now. Let's ask God to forgive us for it. We used to sing a song here, "Forgive me the sins I've confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins, you see, that they don't even know nothing about, an unknown sin. We pray, God, forgive them." Now it said, when you come together, tarry one for the other. And that, he says, and that really would be like this. Tarry one for the other. Tarry means to wait. Wait on each other. And let's do that now. I pray for you. If you know anything that you've done wrong, say, God, forgive me. I don't mean that. And if you'll help me from this night on, I won't do it again. And I mean it, Lord. I won't do it again if you'll just forgive me. And upon my confession, I believe you have forgiven me. And I go to take the body of Christ, feeling in my heart that you forgive me for all my sin. I pray then for your secret sin. You pray for mine, that maybe something we don't know about, that we won't come together condemned with the world. So again, just setting us in order for this. It's very sacred, friends, very sacred. And any time, if God told us and showed us it's sacred, then let's keep it sacred. And let's do it exactly like He said, you see. All right? Continuing on. You don't take the Lord's Supper by tradition. You take it because it's the love of God in your heart in keeping His commandments. See, that's what you take it for. You do it for the love. Not because you're just going to come up here and keep what the church wants to do. No. You do it out of the love from your heart for God. You see. So if you don't take it in sincerity, and it's just a tradition, well, our church observes communion once every Sunday or once every month or twice a year. You go up and say, well, it's my time, and then take communion. Why, it's a stink to God. And that's just a tradition. That's why I pray and trust God will never let it be that way here. But we will always take it sincerely, respectfully, in love for Him. It may not be once a month or whatever. But friends, I want it to be pleasing to God. If we do it often and it just becomes a tradition, something wrong, friend. You see, something wrong. Even like anything else, you've got to be sincere. God wants the depths of your heart. You remember, the very God that brought you here on this earth is the one you're serving. You're doing this because He said so, because it's His order. Then we want to come up with deepness of sincerity, knowing that by God's grace that we have been saved. You remember that when we come up today. It's God's grace you've been saved. There was nothing any of us done to cause us to be saved. It is God's grace we are saved. It is God's grace I can come up here and partake of this. Well, how can you say it, Brother Steve? Anybody can. But it's God's grace if you can come up here in the deepness of sincerity and have His life living through you and showing the people that He lives. Yes, that's grace. Because this is a life you can't live yourself. Possible. He told us that. And we love Him and we feel His presence. I want to make sure I feel His presence. Why do this? I want to feel His presence. I want to know He's pleased. Yes. We see it change our lives. Oh my. Our whole being is changed. We're different people. Thank God we're different people. Oh my. We don't live like we used to. Do you know that? You know you don't live like you used to, then how thankful you ought to be, you see. We don't think like we used to. I'm so thankful I don't think like I used to, you see. Thank God for His grace. Jesus said in St. John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Think of that love. Have you ever laid your life down for somebody? I don't know if there's any, because when the world gets a hold of it, they publish it, you're a hero. I'm going to tell you what, I know the greatest hero that there ever was. Oh, He is the greatest. He's a true hero. He is my Lord, my King, and He died for us. And as He said here in Romans 5:8, but God hath commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't die for good people. No. That was having good deeds and acting good and never done anything wrong. He died for us sinners. That through Him and through His grace and through Him become good people. Become people that He would be living through and would express His attributes through. Oh, the love of God, how rich and pure. How measureless it is. For the love of God shall always endure. Yes. Think of His love. We sing a little song. Think of His grace. Think where He brought you from. Can when we go to partake of this now, won't you sisters come up to the instruments, please? When we come to partake of this, can you stop a few moments too? Not only to think of making sure everything's been cleaned up, everything's right, but stop and think too what you used to be and think where He brought you from. And what you used to be, all the things, filthy things that we've done in the past, it's all clean. The slate is clean. And even to this point, if we've maybe slipped in something and got caught in something, got in the flesh and didn't mean to do it, and He knows our hearts, He knows we didn't mean to do it, we still have that opportunity to place it under that blood. I'm so thankful for that blood. So appreciative. But friends, remember the price that was paid that blood would be there. You know, we get hurt, as I've said many times. Maybe we cut a hand, or maybe some has poked a nail through your foot or something. You know, I've had that happen before more than once. Walking around old boards and things and nail go up through your foot. And you go, oh, how painful that is. But friends, they drove spikes through His feet and His hands. And you know what? He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve any of that. No. He'd done that for you and me. Yes. He was mocked, scoffed, laughed, and scorned for you and me. It's just amazing when you really just sit back. Maybe just go out in and sit on a log out in the woods and begin to think about it. And you think about all that He went through for you. And like I say, the main thing that really strikes me is He didn't deserve it. Because we're so used to it. If somebody does something to us, most of the time we deserve it. You know, maybe when we was in sin in the world, we maybe stole somebody's this bicycle, that, and the other. And then we really got it laid on to us. And then maybe if your friend you stole off of, they smacked you right in the nose and bloodied your nose. You deserved it. Yeah, because you stole. But friends, He didn't deserve it. None of it. He'd done it out of love for you and me. I appreciate that. I can only trust that somehow you'll put it in what's inside me and put it in there that I can show enough appreciation for what he's done. That I can show enough love and thanksgiving for what he'd done for me. Because I know within myself, you and yourself, you can't do it good enough. No. But friends, ask him today to put it in your heart that you can do this and really bring him to remembrance. Help our feeble minds, Lord. Help our feeble thoughts. Help us to bring this into remembrance. Amen. Let us all stand. And all those that's going to partake of it, if you want sisters on this side, brothers on this side, you want to gather up here. And let's just tarry for one of each other and we'll read scripture. Come forward, those that want to take it. Amen. He truly was wounded for our transgressions, friends. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. Thank God for his mercy and grace. Amen. Now, if you're not able to come up here, that's fine. You stay back there and wait on we go further in the service. Amen. Praise his precious, wonderful name. Amen. Let's read the scripture. We'll read 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together into condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. To his precious word. Let us all bow our heads and let's all pray together. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful you gave us this opportunity. As I said earlier, Lord, please help us to truly bring into remembrance what you've done for us. And what this really means to us, Lord. It's in our minds and flesh, Lord, it's so feeble. But Lord, through your Spirit, your holy fire, oh God, do the work in our hearts that needs to be done. And may each one of us, Lord, go back and search our hearts and our lives and make sure everything's all right, Lord. Make sure everything's been made right. I trust, Lord, that the people are praying for me as I pray for them. But Lord, if there's any standing here with me that maybe it hasn't been brought to conscience to us, that Lord, we don't realize what's going on. Maybe before we come and take this cup and this bread, Lord, you bring it to our attention, that we make it right before you. Please forgive us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of the wrong attitudes, Lord, or flesh arose up. Maybe there's been times anger has arose. Maybe times we didn't treat the wife right or the husband right. There's just many things, Lord, that can happen. But, oh God, may our senses not be dead from gnawing. But, Father, bring to our senses and our understanding, Lord Jesus, anything we need to make right. Lord Jesus, I ask now that you forgive each one of us. I'm sure, Lord, as we stand here as Christians, we don't want to do things that's wrong. We don't want to do anything that's not pleasing to you. We ask you, forgive us now. Help us now, Lord. Bless us. Move in our hearts by your sweetness, your Holy Spirit. Have your way now in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we tarry one for another, searching our hearts and our lives. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his precious name. Just make sure. Search your heart, as the prophet said. Make sure everything's right. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to his name. We always open it up if anybody wants an open confession that you feel you have to openly confess. We always open it up for that. If anybody has anything you want to bring openly, if you have sinned openly, amen. All right, everybody's heart's clear. Yes. Yes. Amen.
I love each of you so much, and I'm just thankful to be part of this family of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all forgive her? Amen. Sure we do. Amen. Anybody else before we change the order? All right. Now you may go back to your seats, and then we'll have Brother Timothy come up and help us today. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Such a privileged people we are, that God gives us this opportunity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Brother Timothy, amen.
Heavenly Father, as we stand here this morning, yes, Lord, with great reverence and respect in our hearts.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The Lord has known we were coming today to partake of it. Lord, how it's been on our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we just thank you for this blessed opportunity.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we ask you to bless this bread that represents your body that was broken for us.
Amen.
And Lord, as we partake of it, Lord, may we truly bring into remembrance every stripe, every bone, Lord, that was broken, and every welt you felt, the crown of thorns that was pressed into your flesh. Lord, may we truly remember the price you paid for us.
Jesus.
And we ask you to your glory and honor in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, also we stand here and hold this life of the vine in our hands, Lord, to serve to your people. I'm asking, Father, that you would again place in our hearts such a reality of what you've done for us. The Lord, as you felt that blood running down your arms, running off the end of your feet, and knowing the people that was standing by, that was watching to see what would happen. And yet, Lord, knowing how cruel so many men were, gambling over your robe, hatred, strife, wickedness. And then, Lord, you in that condition, as you look down through those beautiful eyes, and you said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do. There's a time, Lord, we didn't know what we was doing. But now we know, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace. Appreciate you, Lord. May Lord us be blessed. That Lord Jesus, your perfect will be done in our lives. Thank you again for your mercy. Bless each heart, Lord, in sincerity as we come now. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 You can start here. You can be seated in the nose in the front. Here, start coming on up. Amen. Let's just softly sing. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Yes. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. As Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate you, Father. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. Appreciate you, Father. Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy, precious name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Blessing, Father. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate you, Father. Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus said, "This is my blood which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would bless this wine also now for your glory. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Timothy, Jesus said, "This is my body which was broken for you. Amen. Eat it in remembrance of me." Hallelujah.
Glory.
He also said, "This is my blood, which was shed for you. Drink it in remembrance of me also." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat it."
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, "This cup, blood. Drink in remembrance of me."
Thank you, Lord. Appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He was wounded for my transgressions. Hallelujah. He was bruised for my iniquity, and surely he bore all my sorrows, and by stripes I am healed. Sing it again to him. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for can be healed right now. Hallelujah. Didn't the prophet say that? Hallelujah. Thank God for his mercy and his love. I love him. Amen. Now, if the brothers would move toward the back and the sisters toward the front, then the brothers will bring the water and the basins forward, and we'll prepare for the foot washing. Amen. May God bless you. Amen. We need to scoot this back a little bit. Okay, let's try to scoot this back. Put your toes there. There you go. They got everything, do they? Water and everything?
Yeah, they said they had it all over.
There we go, it should be.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this precious opportunity. Lord, to fill the depths of our heart. Thank you, Lord. Pray that thy blessings go with each one of us now. May we all grow closer today to you. We want to thank you again. Precious mercy and grace. Your precious love that you have for us. Thank you so very much. How great you are. Just go with each one now, Lord, we ask. Keep your hands upon us as we travel. Bring us back safely, Lord, at the next appointed time. Again, thy will be done in our lives, Lord.
All things. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord Jesus richly bless you.